This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Senator John Kerry will replace outgoing pro-abortion Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. All but Senators Cruz and Cornyn of Texas and Senator Jim Inhofe of Oklahoma voted to confirm Kerry. Maybe you know about the famous college football player who was duped into believing that a girl on the internet liked him and how, responding to this ongoing hoax, the football player was tragically hurt by her supposed death. And by now you're wondering why a newscast on the life issue is telling you about this. The Media Research Center analyzed the coverage of this story and of the March for Life and found that the hoax got 500 times the coverage that 500,000 citizens received for marching on the nation's capital. This is Life News Radio. If God is who we understand him to be, prayer may be more about making ourselves available to God than about enumerating all the things that could or should be included in the plans of the Almighty. If you want to know how to become available, consider entering the silence, the poverty of fasting. This Friday is a first Friday of the month and a great time to fast and pray. Let's be the culture of life. Other stories you'll find at lifenews.com. The Obama administration has approved the morning after pill to be dispensed through a vending machine to college students at a Pennsylvania university. The Texas Heart Institute is literally growing human hearts using adult stem cells. And there is the story of a pro-life Oregon doctor who lost one of his patients when another doctor, operating under Oregon law, pushed the other doctor's patient, who was suffering from depression, into the use of barbiturates to commit suicide. This has been Life News Radio.